श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 11 वर्स 51-55। द लॉर्ड ग्लोरिफाइज हिज फोर आर्म्ड फॉर्म एंड द मीन्स बाय विच इट कैन बी सीन। Chapter 11, verse 51. Arjuna uvacha. Drishtvedam manusham rupam tava saumyam janardana idanim asmi samvruttah sachetah prakritim gatah. Arjuna said, "Seeing this gentle human form of yours, O Janardana, I have regained my composure and I am my normal self again." Comment. Two-armed Lord Krishna, four-armed Vishnu, and the Lord with thousands of arms, the cosmic form, all three are the manifestations of the entire form of God, Samagra Rupa. Chapter 11, verse 52. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sudurdarshamidam Rupam Drishtavan Asiyan Mama Deva appasya rupasya nityam darshana kankshinah. The Blessed Lord said, "It is exceedingly difficult indeed to witness this form of mine with four arms which you have seen. Even the gods are always longing to behold it." Comment. Though the bodies of gods are heavenly, yet God's body is extra special and more divine than bodies of gods. The bodies of gods are effulgent but material, while God's body is pure consciousness, solidified truth, knowledge, bliss, Sachidananda, eternal, unearthly, and very divine. Therefore, even the gods are always anxious to behold God. As common people are fond of seeing new places, in the same way, gods are fond of beholding God, but they do not have any love or devotion for Him. God can only be seen by exclusive devotion. Chapter 11, verse 53. Naham vedairina tapasa nadanena cha chejaya shakya evam vidho drishtum drishtavan asimam yatha. Neither by the study of Vedas, nor by penance, nor by charity, nor by sacrifice can I be seen in this form with four arms as you have seen me. Chapter 11, verse 54. Bhaktya tuvananyaya shakya aham evam vidhorjuna nyatum drushtum cha tattvena praveshtum cha parantapa. By unswerving devotion only can I be seen in this form with four arms, known in its essence and possible to be entered or attained, O scorcher of foes. Comment. However great the actions may be, study of Vedas, charity, sacrifice, etc., cannot help to attain God. God can be attained by unswerving devotion only. Unswerving devotion means soul dependence on God only. Besides refuge in God, there is no other support, and not having the least bit dependence on one's own strength. In the path of knowledge, only knowing and entering are two attainments. Refer Gita chapter 18 verse 55. But in the path of Bhakti Yoga or Yoga of Devotion, knowing, seeing, and entering, all three are attained. With devotion, God can be seen also. This is special feature of Bhakti or Devotion. With devotion, there is attainment of Samagra Rupa or the entire form of God. Chapter 11, verse 55. Matkarma krin mat paramaha madbhaktah sanghavarjitah nirvairah sarvabhuteshu yah samameti pandava. O Pandava, he who performs all actions for me, who has me as the sole refuge and depends on me, who is devoted to me, who has no attachment, and who has no enmity to any being, that is, free from malice, he attains and reaches me. Comment. There are 5 methods for developing unswerving devotion. Method 1. Performing actions for the sake of God, meaning dedicating fully the gross physical body to God. Method 2. Dedicating the subtle and causal bodies to God. Method 3. Being a loving devotee of God, meaning dedicating the self to God. Method 4. Always staying completely detached from the world. Method 5. Having no enmity towards any being. Among the 5, first 3 are for building the relationship with God, and the remaining 2 are for breaking the relationship with the world. The world does not exist for a perfected soul, a siddha, but it does exist for a spiritual aspirant. Therefore, the aspirant should be careful such that he should not make any type of relationship with the world, because the relationship is what binds him with the world. Om Tat Saditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Vishwarupa Darshana Yogo Nama Ekadashodhyayah. Thus, with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord, in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahma, the Supreme, the scripture of Yoga and the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, this is the 11th designated discourse, the Yoga of Vision of the Cosmic Form. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.